some remodeling on my house, okay? His name's Bubba, by the way. All right, Matt's like, all right. Okay, so, and that's what Matt does, by the way. So, I trust Bubba as far as I can. I trust Bubba, you know, there's no issue with trust. But he ain't got a clue what he's doing. He thinks he does, but he just doesn't. So when it comes to experience, probably the wrong kind of experience. When it comes to education, he don't even know how to spell that. When it comes to system, yeah, he's got a real system, all right. And guarantee, well. So what am I going to focus on? Oh, you're going to think about having your brother-in-law do that, but you're not really sure that he has the experience, the training, the systems that we have. So that's where we're going to focus. Let's say that you got somebody who's very experienced, but there's a trust issue there that you're competing against, or because you're always, you know, in sales, you're trying to find out, you know, what they're thinking about. You know, are you thinking about other options? You know, if you don't do this, what's the plan, right? If you could build that kind of rapport. Well, I'm not sure if I can trust these other folks. Well, I'm going to focus on reputation and guarantee more than the other. So in step 5 under the solution, that's where you're going to use that. Make sense? Yes or yes? Yes. All right. Okay, let's see. So benefits of experience. Point 3 is education, training, certification. You want to share with them why that education or training is important. By the way, every event that you go to like this is a Facebook post. Why is that important to your clients? I'm improving myself as a business owner. Training, education. Because you're here just as much to help them. If you're struggling with content, go to Zig Ziglar's Facebook page and just share one of the Ziglar posters. Harmless and fabulous. You'll get a lot of shares and you'll get a lot of engagement. We're starting to put some posters out there. You could share some of ours if you want to. But remember what Dave said, you know, posting 4 to 5 times a day. I do 3 usually. But it's once you get in the habit, I mean, I'm obviously in the habit, it's an addiction, but you know, it's but then what you do is you then get one of your dream team members to start doing that. Once they understand the philosophy, what kind of stuff to post and things like that, you can create themes. You have a marketing meeting and you sit out and you put out some themes, you know, that you want to talk about, and you know, get a bunch of content out there, and then they can do it for you. I got a great text yesterday. Alexandra, who is Tom Ziglar's daughter, is working at Ziglar over the summer. She goes to OU, and she's working over the summer doing their Instagram and some of their social media and stuff. And she sends me a text yesterday with 4 posters that she created for me. She said, I was reading your book yesterday, and I saw a few quotes, so I just created these little posters for you. I was like, yes. I posted one this morning. I don't know if you saw it. I think I posted one yesterday, too. So, also, there's a little app that Santiago turned me on to. It's called InstaQuote, I think. InstaQuote. And it's real simple. You just write out the quote, and it gives you choices of background and the type of font that you want to use, and you just push the button.